Last time on Paint It Black.
You look like in your weekends, you do like Civil War reenactments with that mustache.
My dearest Tabitha. we just fought the Yanks at Lexington.
I like to get high and just be like, man, I wish I was getting stuff like a Thanksgiving goose.
Christmas goose. Looking at
rotisseries have it made.
Like, people who are...
You walk into like Boston Market, see those chickens, like, lucky.
Hey, Pete, you got something that we really want to tell you? You've been working here a long time. You got one of the kids.
We're doing good here, right?
Did you want the good news or the bad news, sir?
The good news.
The good news is that Moxie's on the rise. The bad news is you're fine, kid.
Oh, no.
The stock market's crashing. Come on.
Our profit margins are flim flam. Need to cut the dead weight, see?
Lee, miss your call.
I know. Oh, shit. I'm stuck making comics.
Two people were banging in the park and they got like, you know, $4,000 fine. And I'm like,
they weren't.
Yeah,
close.
But you were like championing the cause.
Yeah, I would love to go to Blacks and just see gigantic fat people bang.
Because it wasn't summer walrus sex.
Cats at like City Hall with a sign that's like, let's bail for fat people.
And Mr. Gorbachev. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
We're not happy.
Get that fat guy in the
let's
neck.
Bail for fatty. Like, what do we want? Let's bail. What do we want? Fat.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
I feel like we need to start this episode with the way Lou greeted us when he walked into the house today.
I was like, Steve Winwood, niggas.
I was going to go a step further with, sup, homos?
Sup, homo?
Oh, that. Well, I got to show you guys some
Steve
love.
Winwood.
Steve Winwood.
Steve
Winwood, niggas.
Yeah.
Three words that have never been strung together.
You know what? Like, that jam is just, it's a classic.
I'm going
right?
to download that, like, literally after the podcast.
Yeah. Like, people are all about Rick Astley, but that's the jam.
Rick
this
Astley's,
is jam.
Like, a like not realistically a good song. It's just, like, funny to do to people, like, yeah. You know, 10 years ago.
Right.
But, yeah, Rick rolling somebody, it's better ring to it
I'm
than
never gonna give you up.
Windwooding somebody.
You know what?
That just sounds like a sex act.
Be happy about it.
I'd never seen the video until that Rick Rolling started. I was just beyond shocked when it was a white dude.
I think I've seen the video before, and I'm still shocked when it was a white guy.
Yeah, I watch it again, and I'm like, still?
it's like Gollum in Lord of the Rings. It's like CGI or something like that.
Anyway, middle of January already. Yeah. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah.
We got Lou.
No, you're mistaken. I'm actually
Braids Peters. Someone play with me.
That's so dope.
That wasn't even your bit, you hack.
I know. Well, that's my thing for the year is stealing people's jokes.
Well, we're not done yet.
Carlos Mencia style.
Because of the epic gayness of last episode, we brought in a woman. Welcome to the first episode of the new year, Danielle.
And I would like
Hi
to
guys.
Ask you a
I
question
you.
That I've been asking people. Okay, I gotta kind of like rethink it because it's with a chick now.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say to
it's
get out of
me.
Jail. Well, to get out of jail, day one, you only have this one chance. You either can get fisted by a lesbian or do your sentence. How many years would it take for you to get that fist?
Like how long a sentence?
Yeah, how long a sentence?
I mean, it really depends on the lesbian, I feel. Like,
that's the clincher?
Well,
a big mitted lesbian, all right? Like
the black chick from...
She's got Neanderthal hands, okay?
Orange is the
I'm
new black.
Small,
yeah.
Neanderthal hands.
That's a tough one. I probably would have to say I'm going to do the sentence.
How are you still... We got new mic stands. How are you still finding
because
a way
I'm
to not talk
my,
into
I'm
it?
Cleaning my glasses.
No, I'm talking about how long would the stand have to be?
How long would the
sentence
have
to
be?
Oh, probably at least, I'm going to say 10 years.
10. Yeah. You would do 9 years and
you
11
said big
months.
Mitted. I'm 5 feet tall and I don't even weigh 100 pounds. Do you understand that?
But
that
I'm saying
might
you're willing
me?
To do 9 years and 11 months in jail.
Well, that TV show is making it seem glamorous, probably, right?
It's not glamorous. Jail?
Ladies jail. There's a lot more...
It's like the WNBA prison. Who cares?
Well, I bet there's a lot more like arts and crafts going on, I think.
All right, so we got the new, we got the question of the day out of the way.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Well, this is the first female perspective version
like
of
my size hands.
Yeah, no.
You, oddly enough, out of anybody who's been on the show in the past two episodes, would do more time than the rest of us.
No, I said I would do.
Lou said he's going, he's thug life or die, man. Yeah. He's like, I will never suck a dick.
Like, it would have to be more than 30 years.
30 years?
Yeah.
You'll be 60, you fucking idiot.
But you know what? I'm
suck the dick.
I'm also looking forward to, like, if I get sentenced that long, when I come out, it'd be like future world.
That's not how this shit works.
You know? Oh. Like, oh, I haven't seen technology in 30 years.
It's not like you graduated.
Niggas are going to be flying.
Yeah, but you don't.
So if you were convicted of a crime in the 80s and you get out now and you're like, what is this interwebs?
Yeah, I'm going to just
do
like...
Do they do that when they see iPhones? They're like, what is this?
I'm going to do
what are these devices? Are those the teleporters?
Yeah, I'm sure the guys who've been in jail since the early 80s don't get out now and are like, wow, this was everything I thought I was going to get. They're just like, I don't know how to... what's a Bluetooth?
Where's the DeLoreans?
Just when I come out, they're going to be like cyber dogs and shit. And
cyber dogs? That's your pinnacle of the future?
I'm going to have my own canine.
Canine from Doctor Who? That's
rough, rough, yeah. Wolf.
Commencing urination.
Oh, shut the hell up, canine. Yeah.
Anyway, so we're already middle January. I can't believe how quick it's going already.
Right.
You guys do any resolutions this year or anything?
Oh, I didn't even make any.
I already broke mine. I was like, I'm going to stick my drink until like one night a week.
Yeah, that's
a rough one. It's a rough one to keep. Birthdays, Thursdays, you know, just in general.
Yeah.
<It's>,
any day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
You're like, I was drunk yesterday. I was like, of course you were. It's Thursday.
And hi.
Like, well, it doesn't count if I don't sober up in between.
If I go to work, it doesn't count. It
counts as one big day if I stay drunk for the whole
week.
It's a
healthy attitude.
If I go to work the next day, it wasn't like I really drank.
Well, I just got a bone to pick with it. Like, all right, I get New Year's resolutions. I think it's a positive thing.
Right.
I think the whole getting in shape thing is a very positive thing.
Wait, here comes the turn.
Mm-hmm. Stop going to the gym, New Year's resolutioners. Stop it. Right. You're going to hurt somebody because you're the dumbest people to ever walk the earth.
They're only there for like a month and a half.
I got another week or two of dealing with this bullshit. It's the same thing every year.
What, do you have them like spot you or something? How are they going to hurt you?
No, because they're backwards things on machines. They're throwing weights on the ground. They're checking their phones as they walk through people lifting and bumping into shit. It's ridiculous. And they're all huge. So they're taking up space. And I got news for you. Doing a bunch of sit-ups will not get rid of that giant gut. So get off the fucking sit-up machine and run. Do something else because that's not going to help, stupid.
All right. We got Peter. Right.
That was an hour ago.
Thank you, Peter Lalane.
That drove me nuts earlier today.
That was Pete Berg.
He just doesn't like fat people. He's
down with fatty.
I don't.
Yeah. Fuck you, fat people.
Fuck.
Get out of my thin person gym.
Yeah.
This is healthy gym.
I don't care if they offer pizza on Thursdays.
That's not my gym.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose?
It does.
It really does. Well, that's how they keep you as like a member longer, I think.
Have I ever told that on the podcast?
Yes. Like, all the time, man. Shut up.
Okay.
We get it.
Just making sure.
We get it. You hate pizza fucking Mondays.
And you hate fat people.
I hate fat people who take up room.
Especially if they're black.
Well, now you're just...
Lord.
Well, no, I just made that up.
Yeah, because you're horrible.
Yeah.
But he's adorable.
But also if they're black.
Thank you. Well, not because they're black.
Well, I mean, if they're like Latino, he doesn't discriminate that much.
Well, no, he loves the blacks because he loves The Nutty Professor.
It's my favorite movie.
Do you really like it?
Oh, I love the clumps. I'm talking Nutty Professor 2, highlight of the series.
The true gem.
The real, the hidden gem with Janet Jackson.
My friend Mike Miller, formerly of Disenfranchised, he has in his basement a framed Nutty Professor 2, you know, movie poster. And I'm like, what's the deal with number 2, right? And he's like, I got it from my uncle. I don't know. And I was like, all right, okay, that makes more sense. It was a hand-me-down.
It's right next to his poster for Battle at the Museum 2.
No, right. It's right next to his poster for The Crow, City of Angels.
City of Angels.
Yeah. Like, where did you get the sequel posters from? Like,
and a framed portrait of batteries not included. Again.
Next to his cardboard cutout of Van Damme for Time Cop 2.
Right. Need a paycheck.
Need a paycheck. I think that starred Bill Goldberg.
Bilbo Goldberg always goes in those action
Bilbo things. Goldberg?
Bilbo Goldberg, yes.
He's from the show.
He walked a long way to dump that belt into the Mordor.
He speared Gollum right off the edge.
He looked right at the ring. He's like, you're next.
Let me tell you, that would be 1,000 times more entertaining. It wouldn't be just fucking putzing along. He'd probably haul his ass off to the mountain. They'd be over and done with in no time.
Yo, where's those eagles at, man? Just fucking call one of those bitches and fucking fly over there and be like, bloop.
Right.
Yeah, I knew everyone was going to jump on the eagle thing after the last Hobbit movie, because that's, of course, how it ends.
I saw the last Hobbit with Pete last week, and I'm like, the motherfucking eagles come again. I'm like, these bitches have the worst timing. You can just come right in the beginning and save me literally 8 hours of movie.
Yeah, every single time.
Like, there was a... This somehow, this walk was longer than the walk to Mordor. Don't know that.
Yeah, that's the money grab walk. That's my one problem. That last movie, not one bit of that happened in the book.
Nothing happened.
In that whole battle scene, in the book, in the beginning, Bilbo puts on the ring, gets conked on the head, passes out, wakes up, battle over. Everyone's jacked up. In the movie, it's like 2 hours of battle scene.
Well, thank God, because the book sounds awful now.
Well, the book, keep in mind, you haven't even spent as long as you have watching the movies to get to that.
Isn't it like 300 pages?
It's like it's like an afternoon read. I read it on the beach when I was a kid.
Wow, you're a nerdy kid, man.
No shit.
I was building sandcastles at least. Yeah. This motherfucker.
I was building scale replicas of Minas Tirith.
No.
Getting sand kicked in your face. You, yeah.
One day I'll show all of you.
Right.
I'll have a podcast.
I'm going to the gym and getting buff. Stay out of my gym, fatty.
That's why you're so mean to the fat guys. Because the big buff guys at the beach would kick a sand in your face for reading
a
Hobbit.
Hey, there's a difference between buff and fat.
Get out of my beach, nerd. Yeah.
Don't you know you've become what you hate, Pete?
Books are for the library, bitch.
This is the guy who can barely read. And no, Brian, reading biographies of pro wrestlers does not count as reading a book.
No, that's entertaining, though. I want to read Coco Beware's book. Do you have a book?
I don't read to like get away from things. I like read to, like, you know, like newspapers.
To learn how Kurt Angle got in such great shape.
I bought that book when I was like 17.
And you haven't read a book since?
I have read plenty of books.
Audiobooks don't count.
No, not those books. I don't read
oh,
books.
Oh, they don't? Nope. Shit. No, then I really have not read like
you've
much
listened to a radio show.
No, I've read a bunch of books like by Bill Russell, by some fucking, I forget the guy's name, but he was like, he played on the Angels farm system. It's about the whole farm system, how baseball works and shit like that.
Huh.
Yeah, a lot of confused
looks. Oh, I'm sorry, Peter's way, it's so boring. Much less bad. That's right, The Hobbit.
Like, you've seen every movie, haven't you?
Midgets walking, great story.
You liked it enough to see every movie, didn't you?
I felt obligated at that point. Yes. I was like, 3 hours for the first one. There's no chance I'm not seeing this through.
Right. You're committed at that point. That's kind of,
I know how you feel. I got bored midway through Moneyball, and I stopped. Well, I ended up watching. It was all right.
Moneyball, first of all, how could you even get bored when you're looking at Brad Pitt?
It's true. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. No, it's entirely possible. That's a handsome
World
man.
World War Z, yeah, sir.
That's
World
a handsome
War
man
Z.
I approve.
If I didn't read that book, I would have been pretty bummed, though. Like,
Yeah, it's...
If I didn't read that book, I think I'd be way... I'm sorry. Reverse that.
Right.
I would have been way less bummed had I not read the book.
The book was amazing.
This is kind of a shitty zombie movie, but all right. It's still a zombie flick.
Yeah, but that book was so fucking good.
And you kept telling me that there was like, there's Oscar hype for this movie.
Originally, there was.
Who the fuck did you hear that from?
No, that was way before they made it, before all the problems they had with it.
There were so many problems.
There was like he ended up having to fund half that thing on his own and shit.
Why did you spread pre-production rumors?
Because I was excited.
You're the worst kind of guy, Pete.
Because I read that fucking book. I was all pumped. I was like, it's great.
Listen, well, yes, obviously, like, it didn't live up to the hype of the book, but pre-production, man, come on. You know more than that. Although, don't you have, like, going back to Cats now, I got to pick on both of you. Mm-hmm. Don't you have some weird fucking biographies in this closet? Some weird ass books?
I read Jesse Ventura's biography, but he, like, published all these things about, like, these documents that weren't... published by the government.
Conspiracy theories, right?
Oh, I mean, well, that show was very entertaining.
It was awesome.
That was really
that's the shit that moved me, like real stuff, man.
He's an odd one.
You're gonna talk all that shit about The Hobbit, but like stuff that could possibly be.
No, good? It's more of a commentary on Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, yeah.
He did get elected governor of
Minnesota. Yeah, and then he went off the fucking rails.
Well, once you give the guy power, you can't blame him for that.
No, he just saw what government was about, and he was like, this is fucked up, man.
Yeah.
And then he...
How do you know he's not just the only one who's not, you know, in on it? He's breaking it wide open. Illuminati, your days are numbered.
It's not like he's Rand Paul.
I believe he said that at Brutus the Barber Beefcake's Barbershop.
Once you become a pro wrestler, I don't think you could ever gain any respect again. Or like
The Rock.
The Rock has a lot of respect.
Not if you try to run for office.
Bilbo Goldberg.
Oh, when you run for office.
Like real respect. Not like you're like awesome. I'm talking about like if The Rock ran for governor of Miami.
I'd vote for him.
You don't, I mean like, all right, you vote for
him. No, I think
Schwarzenegger won and he was just like, I would be back 4 more years. Like,
yeah. Would be governor of California.
We let some Nazi take over fucking California before he's put it into bankruptcy. Good job, Terminator. Like,
but that's just how people roll. The Rock would get elected.
Of course he would.
You know, he most definitely would.
If you smell, and everyone would be like, hell yeah, smell what he's cooking.
This comes from the same state where all the stupid people are from, though.
Like, yeah, he would rule the that state with an iron fist.
And if he wasn't walking around with a big baseball bat 2x4 like in the fucking movie, then I wouldn't even be about it.
He'd be in full Scorpion King garb.
He would have to run without a shirt on to like intimidate the other guy running against him. He's like
just covered in arm butter.
You know what I would like? He's like they have a debate with the two podiums. The one guy says his piece about, you know, taxes and whatnot. And then The Rock, he takes off his armband, he fucking throws it, he runs off the podium, he runs back, he runs off again, he comes back
and gives his answer.
Says some shit about pancakes.
People
thought. We're like, whoa!
I mean, I wouldn't want to debate him. Like,
he's like,
you're right.
He's like debating the current governor. He's like, governor, what is your stand on the economy? It doesn't matter what you're saying.
Right. The one guy gets done saying everything, and he's like, you come out here and you bore The Rock, wasting The Rock's time for 10 minutes, and you don't even have the decency to introduce yourself.
The other guy would have to get, like, to hire another wrestler to deliver his lines for him. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
That would be, because verbally, Triple H couldn't talk with The Rock.
No, Stone Cold, though?
Stone Cold. Yeah. I think, would beat The Rock. Because that beer drinking. What?
He just stutter him. And
the beer drinking.
What? If violence was involved, then yeah.
I think we've just reinvented politics.
We're just going to Idiocracy at this point. With Macho Camacho is the fucking president.
President Camacho.
Basically, hire avatars for themselves, you know?
Well, we've clearly confused the fuck out of Danielle.
You don't know what we're talking about?
I mean, I don't care about what you're talking about.
She just, like, made her seat wet when we talked about Brad Pitt, and then she just drifted away.
Yeah. Just slid right off.
I was still with Brad Pitt.
Just disappeared under the table. Why don't we talk about stuff we can all relate to?
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
Okay. First story. A man was trying to sell bottles of liquor in Blackpool, England, when he was arrested because it turned out, what do you think was in those bottles?
Pee.
You fucking asshole.
And? Blood.
You read it, clearly, right?
Man juice?
Poo.
Ooh.
Did you read the story?
No.
Oh, okay. So I retract that previous
story. Oh, you were talking to me?
Yes. I'm like, don't guess it if you know the answer.
I didn't know the answer. I mean, what else could be?
That was a hell of a good guess.
No, it was,
pee
yeah.
and poop? Disgusting.
It was pee and poop.
I just don't know how you pass off pee as vodka and poo as whiskey. But
no, sometimes you get a good vodka? Clear one.
What do you got? This,
you got to drink a lot of water.
What do you got, this like Jose Cuervo vodka? What the fuck's going on with this vodka?
Anyway, he was selling these to tourists for $15 at a slot machine complex in Blackpool, England.
Wow.
When he was arrested, and a lab analysis showed no alcohol in the bottles, but just water, urine, fecal matter. For coloring.
Ugh. For coloring.
You know what? I don't think. I think this was just because he was scooping it out of a toilet. Because he wasn't pooping in bottles, but there's definitely going to be some fecal matter in a toilet.
So how do I turn this water brown?
Yeah.
How do I do that? If only there was some material that I just excreted randomly.
It would turn Duty! Water
brown. Now, poop! Let me tell you, if you saw some brown flakes in there, you'd be suspect, right?
Flakes?
I would imagine that you would open it and it would smell pretty rancid.
Brown schlager.
Yeah.
Oh, man!
It was Brian drinking poo water. Everybody.
Oh, dude. It'd probably be pretty rough. It would smell like a hobo.
Yeah.
We call it hobo wines. Hobo.
I imagine like most of these people.
It's like Pruno, only grosser.
Who got duped are like whiskey drinkers. So watch out, Pete. Mm-hmm.
I think I could smell poo a mile away.
Yeah, but I mean, how often do you.
Depends on how drunk you are.
Do you fucking open these, it like, up straight away?
You like swished it around. You're like.
Yeah.
No, this is good whiskey. Gulp.
Good heady flavor. Smoky.
It's got some good spice.
Smokier than I thought it would be.
A hint of asparagus.
Is that corn? It's hinting a bit of corn. Anyway, guess what his punishment was?
He had to drink, pee, and poop.
To step on grapes.
That's the French punishment.
Oh, well, he didn't get any jail time or anything. But
none?
He's now...
For that?
He's now banned from selling anything in Blackpool, England. Meaning he couldn't get a job selling burgers if he wanted.
How do you even enforce that?
I don't know.
Was he a hobo?
Shoot his knees out? I don't know.
Not in England, you can't.
Bash his knees in?
Right. Those give guys with the big hats.
Give him a fucking proper kicking.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been selling poo water. Get him. Oi.
That's that daft son of a bitch that's been selling poo water.
He's the one who sold me that foul tasting whiskey.
This is the lollygagger we've been looking for.
Somehow you manage to go old timey even with your British.
Sorry.
I love it.
He puts dirty nappers in his wine.
Well, that's the thing. They're stuck in like a time warp, right?
Of course.
No, they just have a different way of talking.
Jack the Ripper's still wandering the streets.
As in like their different way is 100 years old.
Yes.
It's ye old English, right?
Yeah. It's the Queen's English.
The Queen's English.
And that bitch has not changed.
No, but there's like hooligan English.
She's like 110.
Yeah. Cockney?
There's Cockney. Oh, I like to call it hooligan English. That
really fucked up, like Russell Brand.
No, not that.
Yeah, you can't
understand. Stupid
like,
asshole. I'm talking about like, you see Cockney, a Guy Ritchie movie
where they speak incoherently almost.
Yes, you need like subtitles to understand anything. Yeah.
Where they talk in rhyme.
One word that they say that I love and I want to adopt is proper.
Twat.
No, proper.
Oh. Proper.
Proper.
I like brilliant.
I like fit.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
A fit burn.
Somebody kept telling me I was fit, and I was like, I don't go to the gym. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Not what it means.
No, but that's a good word. That's like an undercover word for.
It is. Well, yeah. Because I legit went for a good solid 6 months not understanding what this guy meant.
She's I like.
A
fit
bird now, ain't she?
result.
Yes, a fit bird.
Fit bird.
You speak the same language. How did you not know what he was talking about?
I really thought he thought I exercised.
You had to have an inkling of what he was talking about. Like, at least, like, you know, you're in good shape.
What are you talking about?
No, I thought what I thought he meant. I was like, oh, thanks. I mean, I don't really...
No matter what, he's commenting on your appearance. So put two and two together.
I mean, I said thank you.
It was like a
did
a
you blow?
Pity thank you. Like, thanks.
No, did I what?
Did you blow?
That's the it's, custom.
That's unimportant.
Yes.
You're in England.
That's neither here nor there. All right, moving
on. Next story. Denver, Colorado. Police are hunting a man who was about to rob a convenience store, but stopped after he thought he recognized the clerk. Then he gave the employee...
Yo, what's up, bro?
Well, close.
My man. It's good.
The suspect looked at the clerk and said, expletive. So, let's do cunt. Cunt, I was going to rob this place, but I know you.
I want to say, more likely, my nigga is probably what he said.
I like cunt.
Yeah.
Well, we're going with that.
We're not in England.
Well, I'm feeling the vibe.
In England, they might say cunt.
Oi, cunt. He probably saw him. He lifted up his ski mask like, my nigga, what's good?
Where's that my nigga song?
Said I was going to rob this place, but I know you.
I'm just saying, like, if that song played at that moment, you know, that'd be dope. But, women's equality is a lot better in England.
Oh, we're back on England?
Just saying, because the cunt
word...
We're
now on women?
The cunt word happens for men and women out there.
It's a soft cunt. It's like... It doesn't have that harsh edge.
No, I think it does. It's just... You gotta be a crotchety old man to deliver it proper.
So, wait, what was it like?
So, he walked up to the clerk. Pulled that hood off his head.
Nigga, give me the money.
Oh, wait. I know this nigga. Yo, my man, what up?
What's up, son?
You can keep the money, but I need shit. I need to walk out of here with a Hawaiian punch at least.
Oh, man. Show that.
Hook a nigga up with some Newports and I'm out.
Give me your Newports, son. Box those scratching wins.
Try and pick me a winner, too.
Dutch Masters, great. So what was it? What happened in the store after that?
So he went to the store clerk and asked, "Hey, you recognize me?" And the guy said, "No." And he just said, "Good," and walked out of the store while flashing a cheery thumbs up sign.
That's good.
Didn't happen like we said, though?
All is well. I'm pretty sure that was accurate.
He then went about a mile and a half up the road and robbed another 7-Eleven.
Result. That's the result right there.
So, they haven't caught this guy yet.
Hey, this is a criminal mastermind.
He saw him slow-mo.
Yeah. It was like, damn. I mean, like, technically, he could have robbed both places, probably.
He walked to the next place. He's like, "Give me all cash." And he was like, "Yo, what's up, thug? What's good?" He's a small town.
Yeah. You got to be pretty good to stop to a second location and still not get caught.
Not as one after the other.
He went a mile down the road. The guy could have been like, "All right, 911.
I live in a good neighborhood when I was a kid, like a real good neighborhood. Cops would take 2 hours to get to my house. God only imagines how long they would take to get to a 7-Eleven in a bad neighborhood.
Damn. That's rough.
All right, next story. Lou, you're going to have to help me out with this because I don't know how to take this visual one and put it into an audio show. But do you want to describe the Holocaust Legos?
Oh, all right. So basically,
shit.
It's something I encourage you to look up because the images are astounding.
They're great.
A boy needed to do a diorama for school. His project was the Holocaust. Right.
That's a fucking rough diorama.
That's an awful project.
Yeah, he's a 16-year-old who needed to do something on the Nazi rise to power.
Yeah.
So he picked the Holocaust?
Well, he does the whole Nazi rise to power, including the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it is clutch. It is really good. The photography is top-notch.
He did it out of Legos?
He did it out of Legos.
What the shit?
There's Hitler
coming. Oh my god, there's a Hitler Lego!
Yeah.
Did he fill in the little mustache?
He did. There's little SS guys, and they're looking evil as fuck.
Please email this.
I love that Marge Simpson is in the background watching the book burning.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
But it looks pretty intense.
Is Harry Potter in there, too?
There's a dead Jewish man on the floor. Jewish Lego man.
Yep. That's the Blitzkrieg. Oh, that's my favorite. There's one of Stalin and...
Yes.
And Hitler,
they're just chilling.
Does Stalin have the big mustache?
Yeah, he does.
Stalin, he really looks like Stalin.
I don't want to know where he found these Lego men.
He probably made them.
He pieced parts together and like painted a mustache.
He probably got plain Lego faces.
Oh, look, he's got the camps.
But then,
but he found the most ripped Lego men to play the Jews. I don't think that's how that worked out.
I feel like they only got one painted shape on muscles.
He probably did the skeleton ones.
They look kind of like Amish guys.
This is my favorite. Hitler commits suicide. It's a dead Hitler on the ground with his dead dog on top of a giant swastika.
There's even a bunch of little red dot ones.
Yeah, he does. There's even Lego blood.
There's Lego blood.
Oh, you need to send me that. That's amazing.
It looks really
good. I will forward you that.
But that man, email. Like I want to start building those.
Where was this kid?
Oh, let's find out.
Yeah, does it have a
little... I need to know about
I'm not even sure.
It oh, has. He's another one from England.
Mm. Oh, man.
Oh, man? Like, are you bummed about that?
I wish that we could be like, all right, that's a U.S. thing. We did that.
No.
We won the war. A Lego Oscar.
We did win the war.
He's bummed. We didn't make the Legos, but we won the war.
Well, he felt he had to make up for something after his uncle was selling all that piss liquor, you know? Yeah.
But it looks
cool. Can't work in Liverpool anymore. Was it Blackberry?
Blackpool.
No, Blackpool?
Blackpool.
Let me ask you this. Do they sell Legos like just by the color or anything like that anymore?
In the Lego store.
You could go to pins. Online or Lego store if you haven't lived in Manhattan. and just buy plain Legos.
Because I've been to like Toys R Us, and no, you all you see is sets. I don't want a set. I want to use my imagination.
Go to Amazon. Yeah. Amazon or internet, or if you want to like get gouged, go to the fucking Lego store in fucking Manhattan.
Right. Right. Cause, you know, Courtney has been wanting this. they used to sell this like 3-foot Yoda set. But now if you try and buy it, because they don't really exist anymore, it's a couple $100.
Well,
but I'm like, let me just buy a bunch of green and brown Legos.
Well, see, you're the artistic type. You can probably work something up.
Yeah.
We've seen what Lou can do with a Sharpie and a pair of sneakers and, you know. Yeah. Just go buy some greens. Anyway, Legos. That was boring.
Hey, no, shut up.
All right, next story.
Yeah, fuck you, Pete.
Well, let's do a racist one. That normally makes it.
You're fucking boring.
Guys.
Go get your fucking Legos.
I will.
Guys, seriously, you're both boring.
Shut up, Danielle.
Sorry. All right, next.
All right, so a female soldier, and by soldier I use that term very lightly.
That's fucked up, Pete.
Well, let me get to that, because according to what they describe her as, she was a clarinet player in the Army National Guard's 13th Army Band.
So
that's the most hardcore band out there.
Though. They have 13 of them.
That's not the Hurt Locker.
They held fucking Bayonne during the Battle of the Bulge, right? Like,
well, that
same National Guard was out there.
Clarinet in hand, sniper rifle,
right next to the 101 Airborne. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
But she went to a North Miami Police Department shooting range. She noticed something weird about the targets that she was shooting at. Mainly, it was her brother's face.
Whoa!
Basically, this. Police department has been putting up mugshots of felons up on the wall as targets for the shooting range. One problem that some people have a little issue with, all black guys.
Well, that's not their problem.
Nigga, hush! Yeah.
But they're being called out for racial profiling.
Yeah.
Oh, they only put up the black guys.
There's only black guys.
Oh, they just don't put up like top 10?
I'm looking at a picture of 6 targets right now, all black guys.
That's rough, man.
It is rough. I would like to get a nice assortment, not necessarily for racial issues, but maybe you want to shoot the fucking meth chick.
With like I would want to have ones that just had Greedo on it, so I can say I shot first.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
That is good. Nice nice little reference there. That's it.
All right, well, that's the entire story. So, you know, people pissed off. Police department offering no apology, saying our policies were not violated. We didn't mean this as a racial offense, yada, yada, yada. But they're bugging them to take those pictures down.
They sound like they were sneaking like that Snidely Whiplash. Like, they're all black.
Well, you know what? Like,
he didn't do anything wrong.
This could be, you Psych. Know, if you ever seen like the lineups, it just could be like a lineup of one. They're all supposed to look similar, you know, just happen to be that lineup.
No, they're literal mugshots.
Right, but when someone has to pick out a lineup, they put, you know, like 9 pictures up of.
So you're saying there's one innocent person in that, like. Row of photos that they're shooting at?
Technically, after 9/11, Osama bin Laden should have got a lot of fucking money from those Target things. Because I was still shooting my grandpa at that point. The first thing they did after 9/11, the Target, the shooting ranges, was print up the bullseye, America's Most Wanted, with bin Laden. I mean, he really missed out on a lot of dough. I mean, he probably couldn't collect it. But like,
No. Well, who would you shoot right now? Who is your ideal target down the range?
Celebrity, fictional,
just whoever.
Anybody at all.
It could be her across the table.
It just annoys me a bit.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't even, like, off the cuss.
Your roommate.
Well, personal people aside, I mean, yeah, that guy's kind of nice. Then that's kind of gay bashing a little bit, you know? It's like,
that's a hate crime.
I'm not a huge fan of birds. Like a pigeon or something.
The fuck did that come from?
It's not. Yeah.
Fucking birds.
That is a weird
thing. Right? Are you with me?
That doesn't count.
They're dirty. I don't
We've
know.
Had enough of their scourge.
I hate that. Not a big bird.
Fucking
guy.
Birds?
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. I hate penguins.
No, penguins are awesome. funny enough, I like penguins.
All right, so those are the good ones.
All right. What would you shoot, Pete?
Fucking giraffes.
I already said Greedo.
Assholes.
Yeah. That's true. He did say that. Obviously, like Channing Tatum, I put one right in his Bobo eye.
You're so fucking hot, Channing Tatum. Fuck you for being so good looking.
No, that's the thing. You guys are saying, like, I hate hot people. But I'm all about, like, I like Brad Pitt. Like Brad Pitt.
I mean, what's not to like?
Right next to Channing, it's George.
He's got a great history. He's got a great history of movies, Brad Pitt. Whereas you talk about Channing Tatum, you forgave every misstep he made because of 21 Jump Street. Like,
I liked
Foxcatcher. That was a good movie. What? He acted his ass off in that one.
I enjoyed the first G.I. Joe.
Foxcatcher. It's a long story.
Can we revisit that?
It was a good time.
It's nigga like G.I. Joe.
The first one was all right.
Those are awful.
Those are really bad.
Those are really bad movies.
He's in a firefight. He's like, hold up in 7 seconds. I'm going to get some double bubble. And like his boy's getting killed.
Spoilers.
Yo, bro, God.
It happened right out the gate.
I know. It's an awful movie, so who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of this shit.
Defend yourself.
I didn't watch that Magic Mike movie, but the girls love it, and I got to give them their movie. So yeah, he did
Come on.
It's because he hangs dong, right? Does he hang dong in it?
He's got a huge dick.
Does he thundergun it?
I didn't see it.
Does he thundergun express that shit?
What's thundergun?
It's always sunny thing, but they're trying to get to the theaters. That's and they're like, yeah. I heard he hangs dong.
Yeah. Was thundergun the name of the movie?
Yeah.
That they're going to go. Oh, I always remember, I heard he hangs dong in this movie.
We'll be back for you.
Actually, if I had...
This show just gets so gay sometimes.
All right. Yeah. If I had a bullseye and I really wanted to do it, it'd be the Koch brothers and...
Political.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I ever wanted to kill people, it'd be like, those people suck.
Yeah.
You know, you're just having fun. You're at the range. Could be anybody.
Anybody. It'd be Jar Jar Binks.
That's a good...
A lot of Star Wars related.
A lot of Star Wars shit. You know, if I had to pick a Star Wars
guy... The whole
guy,
first cast of the first three.
Let me tell
the
you
Twilight
something.
Twilight cast.
It might be...
I still have a grudge.
Gay.
I might have to put one in C-3PO's head.
No. Oh, heaven forbid that you shoot a robot that's golden gay.
Yeah. is that a hate crime? That might be a hate crime.
I imagine he'd be like this as you were trying to shoot him.
Just doing the robot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, C-3PO, I never liked him.
Oh, my stars, I believe I'm being shot at.
Right. He's British and gay, I think.
You look caramel delicious.
I'm like, nah, I really got to plug him.
I would like to get in your knickers.
Danielle, you got anything to say?
I like C-3PO.
Of course you do. You guys have been indoctrinated.
Oh, R2, one day they'll get rid of this silly little rule and let us get married.
Right? Yeah, they're definitely a couple.
Guess who's the pitcher and who's the catcher in that one?
R2's got all types of foul things coming out of him. Yeah. R2's definitely the pitcher.
Plus, he's not built to be a top.
C-3PO's clearly the bottom.
But
you can take him apart.
I say R2 is going to be like a power bottom.
No way R2's the bottom.
No, R2
he's
is clearly
the top. He's got fucking rockets.
How does he get on top?
He's got mechanical arms that come out in all different directions.
He's got like 90 robot dicks that just come out of every little spot in him.
C-3PO, I guarantee you he has an ass port.
Dude, the entire first three movies, R2-D2 was banging everything in that movie, bro.
Yeah.
He kept throwing his fucking knob into like every computer.
Shots of the thrusting his droid wang into all sorts of parts.
Oh my heavens, R2, talk to this computer. He's like, yeah, whatever. I'm like,
shut down all the trash compactors on the detention level. He's like, oh.
It's like, he throws it in there. He's like, beep, 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 beep. Sleep mode.
Whoa!
I'd love if they were just redubbed it and gave R2 like a black voice. Like, yo, this bitch is going to catch it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Heaven.
One big, thick, black rod that comes out of it.
That vibrates.
Like a black power fist. Is going.
Like a piston.
And you're telling me that C-3PO's a top? Never.
But I just think, like,
he's so
R2...
Goals.
R2
he's got an ass.
Can't get on top. He can't physically get on
what
top.
What is he got? He got thrusters. He's he got rockets. Like a,
he's got rockets.
To land, he's got a round body, though. He'd fall over.
You're clearly not envisioning this as
I feel like you guys are putting in a little bit too much thought into this.
Well, your thoughts.
Yeah.
Who's the top, who's the
bottom?
I feel like they probably stand up.
Well, I still think that R2 is the man.
Wait, 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 wait.
Well, I think of it this way. C-3PO probably would bend over and R2 would stand up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Use the extensomatic arms.
See, look, I gave you 3 seconds. I figured it out.
But R2 would spit right in C-3PO's robot butt and then rail him hard with a big black rod.
Hock an oil loogie. Get in there, he'd be like, thank the maker.
Even the guy in C-3PO's outfit was gay, probably. The guy in R2's outfit was probably straight. The little midget.
Because let me tell you, if you get a straight guy in a costume to play a robot, he's not going to be fucking all, you know, dancing around.
Like a butler?
Like, yeah.
C-3PO is like,
oh, heavens. Butler. Like, all right.
Okay. All right, so I think we all
I always thought the Daleks were a little gay.
What's the Daleks?
From Doctor Who. I'm asking Luke because he's got that TARDIS sweater.
I'll exterminate.
No, I don't think they're gay. I mean, because they're not trying to insert anything.
No, but they got weird little squid bodies inside of R2-D2.
But they've got a big, massive coat thing, like a...
I love this shit, and I'm going to move to England.
No, I think they're straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Wait. First of all, I want to hear your fucking answer. Who would you shoot?
Oh, that's right.
I did say I'd shoot Channing Tatum in the Bobo Eye.
I forgot about you.
If I have to pick another one, Beeb's got to get it.
Oh, it's a good one.
Bieber should... I don't want to shoot him. I want to slap him.
You put him on like one of those weight training, like those martial arts dummies.
Yeah.
Him, I want to put like a drawn cord of that fucker.
I don't need to get medieval on his ass.
You want a Bieber skin rug?
No, I don't want a rug.
Danielle, is there any person that you would like to take out some aggression on that's either... But people would know.
I feel like you all know the answer to this question.
Not your ex-boyfriend. I'm talking about...
Yeah, come on.
Oh, like a famous person?
Like a famous person.
Someone that
outside
we
the box.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
That's a good one.
But then we'd be robbed of all those awful movies.
Exactly.
No. Oh, the awful, yeah. We already have Face Off.
You got Wicked Man.
Blood!
The Switch! The Kryptonite!
Yeah.
We're going to only understand his genius 10 years from now when he's dead.
Oh, we're not. We're never going to understand what he's going for.
There's a lot of genius there.
He's one of those people who our kids are going to watch and be like, what the fuck?
Love him or hate him, the guy makes entertaining movies.
Shut the fuck up.
Not really.
He's awesome.
Kiss my ass, motherfucker.
For every entertaining one, he makes nine movies.
That's what it is. That are he makes one good one, and then the rest of them are freaking.
He's making Christian movies.
He's just doing it to fund his fucking Fabergé egg collection. Yes.
He's like Bleeding Gums Murphy, bro. Like, what a weird habit.
Didn't he buy a lot of castles at one point?
He was trying to let his thing. Be Elvis.
He and went bankrupt, and Johnny Depp got him out of bankruptcy.
Subsize him?
I mean, he also went and tried to buy up a bunch of haunted properties.
But Johnny Depp's a dick, though. He's like, okay, Nick, I'll get you out of trouble, but you need to get chiclet teeth. That's the thing. Like,
the chiclet teeth. Not, that's when it all went downhill, when he got the chiclet teeth.
No, that was Cage's own idea. If it's Johnny Depp, he's like, I have a plan. You need to wear more scarves.
And never shower.
More billowy clothing and 18 necklaces.
And a gold tooth.
Johnny
Depp, I got a better idea. I'll get big teeth.
Johnny Depp now is where Bam Margera was a decade ago.
Damn. That is the biggest insult of the night.
But it's also true.
Somebody hand me my furry top hat.
Even Bam was walking around like fucking the pirate like for a little bit. Like, what happened to
you,
Bam?
Let me tell you, he was parading around as the biggest... Him lover.
That band him lover.
Oh, that band's terrible.
That is really bad. And he was rocking it so hard.
What happened to him?
Him?
Bam. Wait. Not him. Bam, I mean,
or
Bam.
The... Bam or him?
Him went back to their... Bam went back... I'm sorry.
Wait, who's on first?
Him went back to their country. After their like brief period of like kind of coolness because of Bam.
Kind of coolness. They had like the gayest songs ever. Like... I'm going to love you right in the ass and things like that.
I'll never forget our hit singles.
Get ready to get my love fist. I'm sure
fist
it's one of their
up your bottom.
Also known as R2-D2's love ballad.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, butt sex.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time to move on.
All right. What would it be? What would the show be without a Walmart story?
Right.
So
we actually have to have Walmart news instead of two people.
I think we need to I was going through all these news stories and everything, and I realized I don't know where the news ends and the stupid people begins anymore. So we do have to do something to separate this. But anyway, a 45-year-old woman moved into a Walmart with no plans to move out. She made it a couple days before she was evicted from Walmart. Basically, she'd just walk around all day at the Walmart.
And then pretend to like be a mannequin or something?
She'd just peruse, and then, then she'd go hide in the bathroom.
Security guards are like, I'm literally touching you. Yeah. You're not a mannequin.
Oh, wow.
I like that better. That's way better than the real stuff.
What'd she do then? How'd she hide?
She hid in the bathroom at night. During the day, she'd just meander near the store. At night, she'd go to the bathroom to sleep. Store managers found her in a surveillance video after a couple days and then decided to evict her. When they confronted her, she put up a fight. She was sitting in a chair with her laptop in her lap with headphones in.
Fucking laptop. How can you be homeless and have a laptop?
With a laptop, right? Yeah.
She's still checking her Facebook.
Facebook status, yeah. Update, living in a Walmart.
Classic woman.
Hashtag savings.
The only thing this is really getting me in the mood for is I kind of want to watch Mannequin, man. Aww. And we can build this dream together. That was awesome.
Starship.
No.
Come on. You had it like that.
I'll be honest. I haven't seen it in a long time.
The only thing that Mannequin brings up for me is the hands down worst Doctor Who episode there ever was.
Oh, the first one.
The very first one. They had zero budget.
You guys just are mannequins. So high and mighty. Like, I don't watch Mannequin. Doctor Who, English nerd shit.
No, I said it was the worst. It's unwatchable.
We're actually coming down on it a little bit. Oh, if you were paying attention.
Because they switched him out.
While you're busy jerking off the mannequin.
Yeah. I would never jerk off. It's too. It's like kind of like Dirty Dancing. It's like it's in the heart, not in the cock.
Whatever.
You're like, you control. I wish you were plastic. Sometimes I wish my girlfriend was plastic. Wouldn't talk back half as much.
Anyway, that's the story.
All right.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, vacation's over, bitch. Get out.
Final story. 5 years ago, there was a book that came out called The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven. This book was a major bestseller, especially amongst Christians. It was a kid who got hit by a car, I believe. Oh, yeah, car crash. Spent 2 months in a coma. Came back, said he went to heaven, met God, was sent back to earth. They wrote a book, made a lot of money.
Did you know that Michael Jackson has the same book, but it was about his exploits in Thailand?
I went to heaven. Right. Look at these delicious children. Yee-hee.
Woo-hoo. For sale. Right,
yeah. Chamon, suck the dick.
Yo, ignorant.
Come get the Jesus juice. You need to take this like C-3PO. Beep, 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 Chamon.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, 6 years later, this kid's now a teenager, and he wrote this letter. I did not die. I did not go to heaven. I said I went to heaven because I thought it would get me attention. When I made the claims that I did, I had never read the Bible. People have profited from lies and continue to.
What moron that he told he went to heaven was just like, relayed that?
His dad.
Yeah.
Dad, I went to heaven. He's like, you know what? I think you might have gone to heaven, bro.
Spirit in the glory! Play that fucking drop.
Sent down from heaven, spirit in the glory!
Can we monetize this? Okay.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Well, you know what that shit is like, man. One kid says anything. They could be...
Oh, here's what's funny. I don't know if anybody else will find this funny, but...
I've been to heaven, Dad.
Yeah, this kid's last name is Malarkey.
Sorry, I just stole your thunder, but I noticed that today.
Thank you. Okay. That's funny. That's fucking funny. His last name means bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yep. I was reading it. I was like, but nobody else knows what I'm talking about, so I can't.
Malarkey.
Is his dad Scott Sapp?
He lives in a van and he's
living in a Hilton.
My son, he went to heaven.
Man, you know what?
I used to collect my money with arms wide open.
Anybody else got a green card?
Suck a dick. That's terrible.
Fuck this song.
Let's kill it. Yeah, you know what we should do? We should fucking, like, make a bunch of phony religious artifacts.
L. Ron Hubbard pulled me out of a burning
car.
And save my life.
And then tell him on eBay.
Who has more money than those scientists?
We should be like, I dropped the statue on the floor, and when I picked up the pieces, the biggest piece looked like Jesus' face. That would sell instantly.
You could just make your own religion. What's that? I think his name is Andrew Keegan. He's an actor. He was in...
Key and Peele?
Yeah. No. I'd follow that religion.
Different Keegan.
No. I think that's his name. Do you know who I'm talking about? He was in...
Nope.
Keegan and Kel.
What was he in? No.
Keegan and Kel.
It's the Church of the Good Burger.
That might not be his name.
Can I take your honor?
Well, a lot of people have started bullshit religions, but, you know.
I've tried like five.
Like John Tesh.
It doesn't go anywhere.
You know what? Like, I think Pete needs to start the religion of the Batman.
Church of Batman?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith's doing that already.
Is he?
Like, he has, like, the guy who wants to blow Batman.
His...
He does, but he hasn't made, like, sermons and such.
His opening to his Batman podcast is literally a sermon.
Oh.
It's our Batman, who art in Gotham.
Well, you
cowled
know,
be thy
You
name.
Know what? Like, I... I like Batman, but not enough to listen to a podcast about it.
Well, I stopped listening to it after like seven, eight episodes. I was like,
I still listen to it regularly.
I'm like, this is all they're talking about is Batman.
Yes,
this...
I mean, like, Pete, don't you already know everything there is to know about Batman?
He talks to all the actors who played him. He talks to the writers who wrote the story.
After like the second Mark Hamill guest appearance, I was like, all right.
I found that interesting.
The first one, yes. The second one, I was like, what else are you going to talk to this
just
guy
Just a
about?
Continuation.
Like, there are some podcasts. Like, listen, I'd much rather listen to his comedy podcast because there's new stuff on that every time. But I think when you have something where the source material is limited, it can get old very quick.
You have to really want to.
Unless maybe, I don't know, it was a subject you were interested in. I don't know. Just putting that out there. Might be something I enjoy listening to.
I'm not saying, like, Batman's not cool. It is, but I think that. The amount of time you can talk about it before you're like,
try me.
We've discussed everything.
I will turn this podcast right into a Batman everything. Podcast.
I love sports, but like sports radio to me is ridiculous. It's like, how many times
did you host a sports show?
And that's why I stopped it. I was over it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much like you could talk about any particular one
but
thing.
Even sports, I think they have such a backlog of info to delve into that you could talk about it for ages. And compare teams and do like fantasy football or whatever.
You have Batman. No idea what you're talking about.
No, but I mean, like, you could be like, well, who would win? The, you know, this team from this year or this team from this year? You know, you could at least talk about that. With Batman, there are X amount of issues and X amount of story. Like, how long until you just run out?
Bored already.
Of course you're bored. No, we're talking about Batman.
I'm thinking about this fucking...
The one hero who fights, guys.
Also knows we haven't talked about Batman for maybe 2 minutes, and you're like, oh!
Right.
No, you lost me on that football shit.
And you listen to podcasts every week.
You mentioned the word fantasy football, and you're done.
We were talking about Star Wars, The Far Superior, for hours, and you're like 2 seconds on Batman. You're like, shut the fuck up,
dude. There's no way you listen to podcasts every week.
This week on Batman, we're talking about Batman. Like,
going way beyond Alfred.
No, nothing new.
What does Alfred do on his time off?
He has a butler. Right. Sir, me eggs, motherfucker.
The butler behind the butler.
Ingmar, Alfred's butler.
And he treats him like a total asshole. Because he's like, he's always a butler his whole life. He's like... I'm not treating you good at all.
He's slapping trays at him.
He's like, this is bullshit. I asked for some hot tea. This is a piping hot.
Mix these mixed nuts. I see two pecans touching.
I said, I said no red M&Ms. I didn't say sour Skittles, bro. I said, tropical!
Anyway.
Right. Wow.
That was dumb. We're done with news. Lou, did you have a thing you wanted to do? Oh, Danielle looks like she's winding up for something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just saw Rasta Mouse.
Talking to the motherfucking Mike Danielle.
Yeah.
I was looking at Rasta Mouse.
Say something, motherfucker.
He's really mad at you.
All right, two things need to happen right now, and that's somebody needs to hand me a beverage. And Lou, you need to explain what you are planning for today.
All right, so you guys know the game Boulder Dash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
After you told me about it.
I figured we could play around, see how that goes.
Let's do it.
Give me a refresher. That's like when you have this couple words, you have to pick the meaning of it.
I'll explain it as it goes.
Okay.
Now, do you guys want me to just flip around, do each one that's on the card, or just stick to one of them?
I have no idea, man.
Yeah, we're going to put... this is all in your hands.
I've never played Baldur's Dash, okay. So like, I'm just going to try to add
like
as best I can.
20 years.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, a third of her life.
No, it's like one-fifth.
All right, so I guess we're just going to do each card. We're going to go through each one. Maybe we'll do like two or three.
I like it. Let's do it.
All right. So, number one, define porphyrophobia.
Porphyrophobia?
Yeah.
Porphyrophobia.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
Define porphyrophobia?
Yeah, what is it?
You have to say what you think it might be.
Oh, okay. It is the fear of being not as flaming gay as the next guy.
That's a good one. Daniel?
The fear of burning in your sleep?
That is a fear I have.
That is a good guess.
It's the first time I've heard of it, and now I'm afraid of it.
The fear of being set on fire by a homeless man. Porphyrophobia. Right.
All right. What do you guys think is the real answer?
I don't know.
Like, whose answer was probably the best or realist?
You guys look, I know that the only one that I'm actually afraid of is burning in my sleep. So I'm going to go with
Daniel. I'll give her that.
All right.
That sounds awful.
Daniel gets 2 points for the votes. The real answer, fear of anything purple.
Oh.
Never even heard of
like
that.
Like I said.
So if we knew that, would we get points?
Yes.
Okay.
You do get points for right answers.
It was like, oh, that's purple.
And votes, yes. All right.
Purple rain.
Let's do the next one.
Purple. That's like Nightmare on Elm Street to those people.
No!
They really hate Prince.
He's like, hoo, hoo, hoo. Yeah. He's like, stop it! Just stop it!
Hey, kill me! Kill me!
All right.
Get rid of that eggplant, you savage! You're a fucking maniac! Would you call him an eggplant?
No, get rid of that eggplant. Oh.
Wow. That's he's a step away from like Moulignan.
Oh, shit.
Eggplant's a purple plant.
Moulignan. That's what I heard.
Oh, no. You people are idiots.
This nigga.
Oh.
A 20, like, 20, 20 piece, piece nigga.
Daniel, their new mission is to make everything out of my mouth into something racist.
Now, I can't
somehow, by contorting it in their racist minds to make it sound like something else.
Let me tell you.
I don't even know what they're referring to.
I mentioned Prince less than 2 seconds later. Eggplant has been shot.
Purple.
Out. Eggplant.
Vegetable.
The Italian in Pete came out.
All right, what's next?
All right, I'm going to start with Danielle. What does CPB stand for? CPB.
Crusty panty boogers.
Crusty, ew.
Yuck. Pete?
CPB?
Yes.
C-3PO's power bottom.
I like it.
I was going to go C-3PO too. I was going to go, that's his nigga, yo.
I like it.
That's a callback.
You going with that same answer?
Well, he said power bottom. I'm just saying that's his boy.
He's supposed to say what it stands for.
Yeah.
But you're saying CPB is like C-3PO's buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. All right. So
he's a street soldier.
Who are you guys voting for? What do you think? You got the best answer.
Crusty. Panty boogers is gross.
It is very gross.
But is that a thing you
I
have?
Think it's probably real. It sounds real.
She came out with that a little too quick.
Yeah. Like Patrick has accused me of this many a time.
Let me introduce you to this thing called the shower.
Yeah.
Got fucking crusty panty boogers in
Wow, that was so funny. Elicited a snort from Pete.
Who snorted? You snorted, you
No, I thought it was
she
her.
Snorted.
I thought it was you.
Stop
I was
putting everything too. On me.
I thought that you laughed so hard you snorted.
No, that was her. Wow. Or the dog. I can't tell.
No, that was
me. All right, you guys are voting for crusty panty niggas?
Oh, who's so racist now? This motherfucker. Oh my god. Everything at you're fucked up, Lou.
That has gotta be a thing.
But at least I have a little bit of black in
say me. What yeah, okay.
You do not
justify that fucking shit. Freudian slip.
Alright, so 2 votes for Danielle.
Well, I vote for myself.
Oh, okay.
What did you say, nigga?
Whoops. I guess it happens to the best of us.
Racist. All right.
Moving on to the next one.
What is it?
Well, yeah.
Who got points?
What is the stand
Danielle, for? Obviously you guys didn't get it right. Danielle got 1 point. Cats got 1 point. California prune board.
How'd that work?
How did that work?
Because you voted for yourself.
Yeah, whoever gets a vote gets a point.
Oh, so I should have just voted for my own?
So how did... Did you not vote for her or me?
I said hers was funny, so she gets 2 points.
And did Danielle
one.
Vote and for then her? You vote for yourself and you get a point.
So did you not vote?
I didn't.
Who did you vote for?
Yeah.
I liked
Pete's is the power bottom. If you don't remember.
I like the power bottom.
Three pills. All right, there we go. Now, Pete, we're starting with you.
Also, no, what was that thing?
C3PO's power bottom?
No, the name of it?
California CPB, Prune Board.
California Prune Board.
No. CPB, man. He fires shots to the sky and screams thug until he dies.
Yeah. You down with CPB?
Yeah, you know me. Let's do it.
All right.
Next.
What do you think the movie Monkeys Go Home is about? I'm glad Pete got this
one. Oh, God damn it. These sons of bitches.
This
is a setup.
Ow.
See, now you just put all the racist movies that could possibly...
Well, I'll help you out. Can I go first?
Yeah, let Brian go first.
It's the KKK movie about literally the Africans going back to Africa.
That is a good guess.
Monkeys Go Home, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, there's no way I'm not going to come up with this.
I know.
I feel like it's a documentary of migrating monkeys.
That sounds real.
Sounds boring.
Yeah, really boring. What are we talking about, Batman?
Batman versus Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah. That's the real answer, or are you just fucking around?
That's all I got. I'm not even venturing out on this one.
All right. Votes? Who? Voting for yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Cats? Okay.
I felt his was racist. I don't know.
Yeah.
So who are you voting for, Pete?
Monkeys Go Home. Yeah. The new blockbuster thriller.
I'll give it to Brian, because he actually was the one of us who put thought into it.
Yeah, and Danielle?
I'm going to go Brian.
All right. He's coming up quick, homie. It is about the new owner of an olive farm trains chimps to pick the olives.
Some slave poor shit.
Poor. Yeah.
The chimps are like, mm-hmm.
God damn it.
All right. Well, I mean, what, they wouldn't feel oppressed?
I know. God damn it that I thought
that. How
do
they not eat the olives?
I don't know.
Because that's what I would do.
Because they like bananas, well, bro. Yeah.
That's true.
They also eat bugs.
All right,
yeah, but olives.
No, what? I haven't heard olives said yet.
They're not fucking Greek chimps, not oily motherfucking chimps. It's like,
well,
they're regular African chimps, I imagine.
Greeks are pretty hairy, though. There might have been one who snuck in there.
No, but they're not
like,
chimps.
No.
There might have been like a regular Greek guy posing as a chimp, eating all the olives.
Right.
All right. John Stamos.
Right,
being
Pete,
the one Greek guy I know.
You skipped it last time. I'm going to let you go first this time. This is the law question. In Canada.
Law, okay.
It is against the law to board an aircraft, ..
Pantsless.
That sounds logical.
That I think that might be an answer.
Cats?
Oh, when you're in the penalty box.
That's a good one. Canada, hockey, I get it.
Oh, I see what you did.
Made the connection there.
When you speak English, eh?
He's not French of Canada.
That's something. Quebec!
Yeah. Raise the white flag of Quebec.
You cannot get on the airplane without a box of grapes.
Where is your baguette?
Yeah. All right. Who do you guys vote for? Cats.
I forget there too.
Well, yeah, what
pants.
Pants.
Penalty box. Speaking English.
Yeah.
I'll vote for the pants. The pantsless.
Pants.
Fine. Let's go with pants.
All right. Pete, coming back.
Do I get points?
You do get points for all those votes. You can't board the aircraft while it's in flight.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So unless you're James Bond, Canada. It's not a huge deal.
Yes. Unless you're Bane, this shit is not illegal.
It's like, no, Bane, you cannot board the plane.
What are they, Asian?
French, Quebec, Asian.
I had no idea this was illegal. All
right, you guys want to do another card?
I want to turn back to the shadows.
All right.
Go home, Bane!
Who ended up back on Batman now, motherfucker?
All right, let's start with Danielle. Define dillberries.
All right, so define dillberries. It could be gross, but I was gross before, so. I feel like they're very tart berries.
How dare you go there?
Gross.
Dillberries, Pete.
You're always pushing the edge, Danny.
Yeah. Little chunks of poo that get stuck to your butt hair, no?
That's a dingleberry.
Ah, it's a dingleberry.
They are Easter eggs in Dilbert cartoons.
That's good.
It's good. I give that my vote.
Yes.
All right. You too? And Cats, who do you vote for?
Well, clearly myself.
Right. The answer? I think I'm going to give Pete the thing. Pellets of hardened dung attached to a sheep's backside.
I actually seen Steve-O lick those on Wild Boys.
That's right. That's
disgusting.
I think that was pretty close to my definition.
Very close. Because you said shit like in ass balls.
Shit and ass hair.
Yeah.
Ass and titties.
Ass and titties.
We're going to skip. I skipped the last one, which was, I didn't tell you guys, but there's one where you define like who a person was. Mm-hmm. It's boring. Fuck it.
Is it? Who's the person?
Pierre Brassard.
That's why it's boring.
Yeah, the Frenchman who does not allow ban on planes.
Right. The so man who raised the first white flag.
Right. So we're going for, we're skipping to anagrams. Cats, start with you this time.
Oh, God. All right.
S-D-P-R. Let me give you a little moment to think on that. S-D-P-R.
S-D-P-R?
Yep.
Sexual diseases of... people...
This is a lot of dead air.
Of Russia? Like, I don't know.
Sexual diseases of people of Russia. All
right. The O's don't count, right?
Like, right, they don't count.
O's, those, I don't know.
Sucking dick, pants removed.
That's a good one.
Wait. Who's got their pants removed? The guy who's getting
both
dick sucked?
People, both
I
people.
Hope both. I hope it's consensual all around.
It's like tops on, pants off. That's the way we like to suck.
This guy has a theme song. All right, Pete. SDPR.
Someday, Pete'll rule.
What do you want for Pete?
I like Danielle's.
Danielle?
Pants off, suck off thing.
Herself. Okay. Sons and daughters of Pioneer Rivermen.
Sounds fake.
None of you niggas. I was surprised none of you guys said anything about, like, public relations or Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Ricans. Yeah. I was stuck on sexual diseases.
Yeah. All right. Pete.
Okay.
The movie Getting Lucky. What's that about?
Getting Lucky. It's obviously a teenage coming-of-age drama / comedy set when four virgins go to a casino in Vegas.
Wow. That's pretty good.
It's a double entendre.
All right, let's go to Cats.
It's an autobiographical pick on the life and times of the leprechaun from Lucky Charms.
Wow.
We getting lucky.
Wow.
Rainbows and marshmallows and pots of gold and all types of shit.
Danielle.
It's silly with sugar.
Horseshoes. I tell you, horseshoes.
I really can't follow that one up.
What were the other
getting lucky.
There's like seven bitches, right?
I feel like...
The what?
I don't know.
The marshmallows.
Heart, stars, moons, clovers, diamonds, and horseshoes.
Horseshoes, I tell you! Horseshoes!
You got nothing?
He just bought you a couple seconds.
What I can't,
got?
Because I can't focus, because now I'm thinking about that.
Horseshoes. Getting lucky.
Getting lucky. What does that bring
Shoot.
To mind?
Top of your head. Roll. Go.
I mean, I feel like it's when...
Into the microphone,
no,
please.
No, it's bad. I don't want to say it.
Say it.
Now you got to say it.
It's when a suicide bomber actually gets his 72 virgins.
That's the fucking weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Holy shit.
Okay. Now we're in my mind.
Holy that was shit. That was really not what Whoa. I expected to come out of.
19 lucky hijackers is a horror right. movie.
I was expecting something a little dirty, maybe.
Yeah, I was like, Holy you know, this girl who's a little older gets turned out by a young man, like, or something.
No, fucking jihadists. She went straight to jihad.
Wow.
She would change that 9/11 movie into 19 lucky hijackers.
Yeah. Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Jesus Christ. All right. What do you guys want?
What the fuck, Danielle?
Sometimes
my brain.
Terrible. That is literally the worst thing that's been said on our show.
Yeah.
It was
You
not.
Fucking. I don't know who had the bet. Who had in the pool? Danielle. Because if.
Freddie.
The odds are good, man, because. Like, the odds for me were probably way down for you. Pete. Danielle was out of nowhere. The worst thing that's ever been said on the podcast comes from Danielle.
And yeah. I'm sober.
That's true.
You're not even drinking raspberry lime seltzer.
I'm going to hell.
Damn.
That's terrible. terrible. I do not vote for Danielle.
Right. Not voting for her?
No, no. I don't even have a vote. I just don't vote for her. That's all my right.
So you're not voting Pete?
I'll give Brian that one.
Brian. And Danielle, you want to vote for somebody?
I like Brian's.
All right.
So just don't vote for Danielle.
I will give Kat's a point, an extra point, because it's about a leprechaun who...
Oh, shit.
Grants a wish to really a teenager.
Off. I was off.
Horseshoes, I tell you, horseshoes. Yeah.
Why won't you listen to me?
Shut up, leprechaun. Okay, whatever.
All right, let's go to
beating a kid with a horseshoe.
A shillelagh. I told you it was horseshoes.
Let's go to Danielle for this one.
Psycho leprechaun. What the hell is happening?
This is the law one.
Just tripped over a pot of gold. I don't know what's going on.
All right, in Mesquite, Texas. It's considered a crime for kids to have...
sex with anybody they're not related to.
Whoa, that sounds real. Pete?
This is Mesquite?
Mesquite, Texas.
We're not allowed to have bad barbecue.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking Mesquite.
Mesquite.
I don't know. Mesquite, Texas...
crime for kids to have blank.
Of... a full education.
Yeah, that's true. who do you guys think got it?
Did somebody get it?
No.
Clearly no.
I was going to say.
Who are you voting for?
Education and cousin fucking.
Cousin fucking.
What do you think?
I'll go with Pete.
Pete got one.
What the fuck happened?
That was Adam Sandler was outside the door.
Right. Shit, you do a better impression now.
Not really.
That was good.
What was yours again?
What was the other ones? Cousin
I
fucking?
I said a complete education. A college education.
Education. He said barbecue ribs or something like
education.
Education. Pete?
The cousin fucking.
Cousin fucking.
So everyone gets a point.
Outrageous haircuts.
Okay. Defined outrageous.
I guess a mohawk.
The name of them?
How many rounds are we doing to this?
I was going to say, you want kilt there?
We'll finish that card.
Do one.
That was it.
That was it for the card?
Yeah.
All right, tally us up.
Tallying up in first with, it looks like, 10 votes. Cats.
We saw that coming, but bravo.
And it's not even... like you're
not a crook.
1 point behind him is Danielle.
Woo!
And 1 point behind her is Pete. So you guys all got very close.
Yay.
All right, let's take a quick break because I'm going to piss my pants.
I like...
Yeah.
I'm not doing what Brian said, but... Brian won that game, so let's go into some stupid people.
Smooth.
Stupid people.
I know our breaks are abrupt. I know our breaks are abrupt, but I refuse to go, ha, 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 Brian's the winner.
Right.
Now stupid people.
I'm kind of disappointed that you said Brian's the winner and you didn't get the, ha, 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 ha.
I tried to be part of the applause. I'm like, yeah.
Wasn't doing it.
All right, what are we doing right now?
We're doing stupid people.
Let's do it.
So back to England. One more time.
Boy. Really?
Oh, yeah. England had a week. We got a man from Wigan.
That sounds like a very English place.
Wigan, England is...
where they drink 40s.
He's been stamped a sex offender. This guy, first of all, he looks right out of central casting for a Guy Ritchie movie, like early Guy Ritchie. Mm. For... having sex with a mailbox.
Package delivered.
Yeah. That's right.
I love how quick you came out with that.
He's quick.
That was really good. So anyway, this guy tried to fuck a mailbox in a public area. They saw him, people saw him pull his pants down in a, what they call a shopping arcade, which I guess is just a mall.
A shopping arcade sounds pretty awesome.
It does.
To our American ears, that sounds like it's full of skee ball and...
Let me get this right. You threw down your knickers, and you put your piece into the mailbox, and you threw the flag up before you finished.
Right there in the shopping arcade. Did you finish your game on my spack, man?
Right. Was you all like, hummer, hummer, hummer?
Is that what turned you on to the mailbox, then?
Wow.
Beware of a pig farmer.
So anyway, he started, he pulled his pants down and started making sexual advances towards the mailbox. I don't know what that means, but let's use our imagination, shall we?
Play the song, Lou.
He's giving her some higher love.
Shut up, baby, I know it.
Whoops.
That was
That was him.
Oh.
Oi there.
How you doing? You're a fit bird, ain't ya? I'd like to give you a package.
Look, you look hungry over there.
Look at you, mouth all agape.
How about some local mail?
Special delivery.
Local mail.
Giving this first class.
Anyway, he rubbed himself against the mailbox while holding his hands in the air as he kept shouting, wow.
Wow! Wow!
That guy's killing that. He's killing it.
You can't even get mad at it. It's like, if you have like hands in the sky just slaying a fucking mailbox.
How do you fuck a mailbox? Do you do it?
Okay, starters, you put your dick in it.
Yeah.
Yes, but how do you, like, create friction?
But wait, it's a British mailbox, right?
Yes.
It's a pillar box. Did you ever see Danger Mouse?
Yes. Talking to the mic.
Yeah. Not quite all right.
Yes.
We got you this whole apparatus now.
Still it should
be
too
this far. Is supposed, I knew that. It was supposed to be easy. But now I can do this. I can hit you with it. If I want to.
It's a pillar box. Just like, you know, so it has a little
slot.
So
does that mean it has a vaginal opening?
It has a little slot.
It does have a box. It has a slot. I love little slots. That some front doors will have the little slot for the mail.
Yeah. Okay, like a mail slot. Yeah. All right.
It's not like an American mailbox, which is like, you know, 4 feet off the ground and gaping.
It's not daft.
Well, after he finished with the mailbox, he pulled up his pants, started swinging on a lamppost.
Okay. Singing in the rain.
Police later found Bennett, the guy, exposing himself in front of another store. They said he drunkenly shouted and swore at them. And then he apologized and...
But it was kind of like Mary Poppins Magical when he was doing it, though.
Yeah.
It's like a spoonful of sugar helps the dick go down, everybody.
Yeah. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, cheroo.
I don't know the British shit. I'm out of references.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Cartoon penguins, I have no idea.
I just had a chitty chitty gangbang.
Oh, winner!
Fuck yeah.
Lou wins.
Thank you very much.
His penalty. He has to go undergo alcohol treatment and pay $75.
Yeah, but that's like English alcohol treatment.
But just keep going.
Did you go to the pub earlier? Yeah.
You just glanced over the $75.
$75 to...
The woman who witnessed his mailbox exit.
Some prude bitch. Just couldn't handle it.
Right.
He is fucking having his way with that
mailbox. Gotta give her 75 quid for her watching me fuck a mailbox.
Oh, she's so funny. Paying me 75 quid for fucking that mailbox.
Yeah. That's, right. That's like ordering a pay-per-view, essentially, right?
That's more money than it's worth here.
That's less than a bad hooker here.
Yeah. You can get a bad hook for pretty cheap.
And he banged that mailbox.
And he was over the moon for that shit.
He was swinging from lampposts. Yeah.
Guys, we're talking about a mailbox. Like, it's clearly less than a hooker. It's free.
It is free.
Postage is like 35 cents.
But he got fined at 42. 75.
I don't mail things at all. I'm in the digital age. Older people, the older generation may mail things. Like, you may go to the post office, throw stamps on physical mail. Not me.
Well, I like to think of it that he chose that penalty as price of admission. Mm. I get a fine for fucking this mailbox. Probably $75. I'm in.
He threw his rent check in there. He's like, take this, landlord.
Came on it and left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, next story.
When he went there, like 9 months later, there was a littler mailbox right next to him.
And he booked them down the alleyway. Yeah.
But it was blue, so the recycle bin is now on Maury with the fucking guy.
You are not the father. Oi!
The little plastic recycle bin's like, yes!
Apparently that bin was sucking dick.
Alright, what's next?
A preacher. I always like the preacher stories.
Yeah, who doesn't like preacher?
Has admitted on film to punching a child... Because he was playing games with God.
What kind of games? Are we talking like fucking Plinko or something? Or?
Basically. I was playing Plinko with God.
Right.
Fucker kept winning.
He wasn't taking his turn.
B-17. You sunk my battleship. Yeah, right. Fuck you, kid.
Anyway, this guy, his name, I liked his full name. Pastor Eric the man.
Whoa. That's my middle name.
Whoa.
That's right up there with Malarkey.
It's Brian Demand Cats.
Has admitted during a sermon that was being filmed to punching a child and saving his soul by hitting him in the chest.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Because the kid was not taking Jesus seriously.
I can punch people and say that I saved their soul.
If you do it,
I just changed my life.
For and the Lord.
I heard if you don't take Jesus seriously, they'll crucify you.
What's, what's even funnier is this guy was shit talking during this. He goes, I crumpled the kid. I just crumpled them.
Well, I mean, he was a child.
He's like a 7-year old.
Well, that's what they do lay hands. It's generally just like a light smack, but maybe like if the devil's really in him good, you gotta
get him out.
You gotta knock the wind out.
And here's the line that makes me laugh at just religion and religious folk in general. He goes, he was a bright kid, which didn't help things, right? Made him more dangerous. Which means if you're a smart kid growing up in a church like this, yeah, you're gonna get socked because you're questioning their silly bullshit.
Right.
So that's that.
Just play along.
Yeah, he's real. Whatever. Yeah,
play along until you're out of there, and then
yeah, Jesus, great. Right. Have another one of those crackers. A little sip of wine.
Can you take me higher?
Yo, you know my mother. She's religious. I'm not sure why.
She's ethnic.
Yeah, I think she's been indoctrinated.
That's basically how everyone
is. You're Latino, man. They are way deep in the faith.
Right. So she got indoctrinated too much. She's not out of it. You know, she likes to go to Florida for vacation. She's got a vacation home. And they've got mega churches. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like going to a concert, but they're just saying church shit.
Friend of the show, Jillian, she loves that mega church shit, man.
Oy.
It's oy. So
who's
creepy.
That guy? Who's like
so
a thin,
creepy.
Thin guy with like brown hair?
Joel Osteen?
Yeah, that fucking guy. I wake up to him some mornings and she's like just intently watching it. And I'm like, come
holy
on.
Shit.
Police.
Call the wow. Police. Yeah, call the police is right.
This guy basically is trawling for money. Like he's throwing nets over the crowd and just getting money back.
That's another project we should do. Just pretend to be preachers online.
Were we talking about that on air or off air?
Off, probably.
Both.
The starting of religion?
Oh, no, we
said
that.
Was that today?
That. We did say that on air, yeah.
We should do that.
If I was going to start a religion, my basis of the religion would be hot bitches. Everyone be on board.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
You'd at least click the link.
I'm listening.
If anything, just
like, you're either going to receive the Lord or receive a hard-on.
Look,
that could be in the brochure.
Look, I like your ideas, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's a win-win if you're like a fucking horn dog.
Here's the clincher. My pastor and main, like Joel Osteen type dude, Little John.
No.
Okay. I'm waiting for something.
Because at that point, it's got to be a gospel church.
Blue, come on now. I'm about to put on something.
Little John. White people are not going to follow that guy.
I'm not going to bring up Church of Batman right now.
Also, you go into the church and you hear this. It's like, like what? Praise the Lord.
Wait.
This is my body, otherwise known as energy bars.
And
this is my blood, otherwise known as crunk juice.
And on the seventh day, God rested, and they worked the pole.
Now, as the good Lord has said before us, let us make it rain upon these hoes.
You're telling me this would be a white church?
Bro, my windows would be painted, bro.
No, this would 100%.
Stretch up that mumball.
This would 100% be a black church.
I'm in it. I like it. Why would you want to be a black church? Because they're awesome?
Why do we need to segregate?
A stiffy old white church? I don't want to be part of that church. I'd be part of that church.
This is the scene in the movie where all the old white people are like dancing badly to the song.
Yes.
Like, this is religion.
Yeah.
And I want Little John, and then like the cup where he gives you communion is a crunk cup, bro. Yeah,
it's a chalice.
Yeah. And instead of like wine, it's fucking like
sweat.
It's Robitussin because they robo trip those guys.
It's scissor.
It's scissor. 100%.
I remember I was down south and I had to buy this shit. Like, that's one of the things I do. I go down south, I go to rando places and try and buy a drink from them. generally it's like Big Owl Seltzer.
Big Owl?
Or something like that, you know?
I thought you said Big Owl.
Nah.
I thought you said Big Owl, too.
But there was some...
Would you like some seltzer? Would you like some seltzer?
I bought some shit that looked like Dick Tracy on the bottle. And it was like, you know, Dick Tracy's purple syrup or something like that. I was like, I gotta buy this shit. It was like $2.
So you're saying right now, you enjoy my church with Little John?
Is it multicultural?
Yeah, mostly black.
I'm in. Now that's religion.
Don't be scared.
Can we be like...
Don't be scared.
Like the clergy?
Wow. Pete nailed it.
Well, let's just say, Danielle, you started from the bottom, now you're here, right?
Whoa!
Wait, we started from the bottom, now the whole crew is here?
You guys want to do another story?
Let me tell you, does the pastor have any... Urshers handing out the
Urshers.
Handing out the union.
I rarely do this on the show, but up top.
Just to keep with the Catholic Church, R. Kelly would be a bishop and he would baptize girls with his pee, alright? Little underage girls.
Alright, that's the clincher. That's for me.
You kind of lost me on that one.
Well, just to keep with the foulness of the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got to be a little foul.
It's got to be a little foul.
Like, at least it's hetero. It's not gay.
Can they eat pork, bacon, all that?
That's basically the diet.
That's better than any religion I've ever heard. Let's do it.
I'm down.
All ski, goddamn.
Church of Crunk.
Yeah. I think I got lost in a story, but I don't even remember what it is.
Priest punch a kid.
Oh, I was saying when we went down south in Florida, went to a mega church. They dragged me to a mega church.
Did you have your hand in the air like?
No, but it was like that. It was like those commercials you see where it's like, buy the CD and, you know, it's Christian songs. But the whole time, I'm the only Hispanic dude there. And dude's like, if anybody wants to repent their sins, now's the time. And like a couple people raised their hand. But the dude was staring me down like, anybody else?
You can really do it now.
Don't be afraid. I'm like, fuck you, nigga. Like, I'm sitting there with arms crossed better move on, motherfucker.
You weren't there with arms wide open?
No. I did not Scott.
He's whispering.
Like, I'm looking at you,
you know what's messed up? I actually was watching a YouTube video and there was this awesome song on it. I downloaded it and then I later found out it was like a Christian rock band. I was like, oh man, I kind of hate this song, but it's good.
You know what? Like, I don't dislike Christian music necessarily. I have one band that is really good and they're in Christian metal.
What's it called?
War of Ages. But...
War of Ages.
You know what the thing is? Like, they don't say, like, God loves you, do good stuff. Like, it's primarily just, like, you know, fucking songs about, you know, fighting through...
armies of orcs?
It's just, like, I don't know.
Sounds terrible.
Moving on. Next story.
No, it's awesome.
Let's do a quick one.
All right.
How about a quick
one? It's better than Batman.
A little quickie.
Nothing is better than Batman.
Fuck you. Luke. He doesn't kill anybody.
Doesn't matter.
Those deaths are on him.
He is vengeance. He is the knight.
He's not vengeance.
He is Batman.
He's not vengeance.
What is vengeance?
Vengeance.
Batman. Wrong answer.
Hurting somebody. That nigga, he punches somebody and he's like, all right.
Well, Batman would have been very welcome in Portland after this motherfucker showed up. Next story, Luke.
Go to this very easy, like, minimum security prison.
Minimum? Arkham Asylum is... high security.
Is it every nigga and their mama broke out of that shit?
When you're talking about a high class, world class criminals like the Joker.
World class? He's got no powers.
He's held out the whoopee cushion factory.
His power is being awesome.
He's got no powers and yet he broke out of that shit every time.
Because he's a mad genius.
Not sure if he's a mad genius.
Mad genius. Read the books. It's all there in the description.
It's a dickhead with the makeup.
Yeah, they just have the worst
not
facility.
Not makeup, his face is dyed
with, like, obviously derpy guards.
Instead of, like, the 19 Batmobiles he needs, buy a better prison, dick.
Yes! Or kill this motherfucker.
Buy a gun.
You know
two,
what?
With two shots in chest, or two shots in the chest and one in the head.
Hey, Batman doesn't roll that way. He's not weak-willed like that.
Put a bullet in his spine so he can't move.
Yo, imagine if Batman was just
like
a sniper.
Like Joker did to Barbara Gordon? I know, right?
Can you imagine Batman was just a sniper in Gotham, and then, like, that was the end of it? Yes. They're like, don't commit crimes in Gotham. Batman. He hunts for red mist.
Bradley Cooper is Gotham Sniper.
I was going to say, get rid of Batman. Deadshot's a new hero.
Deadshot sucks.
That's it. There's no more problems, though.
Deadshot's weak.
He knows how to handle problems.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't he?
For the guy who never misses, he misses an awful lot.
He completely misses. All right, what's next?
I read this shit, you idiot.
Pete.
Okay. In Portland, this is a quick one. This is a super quick one.
Better be quick.
There was a man who was a flasher. And he flashed a woman, and he tried to get away.
Yeah.
And you know what he did?
He flashed her again?
Yeah.
No, he was trying to run away, and his pants were down, and he kept tripping over him.
His pants were down?
What a fucking idiot.
Let me tell you something. Flasher 101, you don't wear pants. You wear a big trench coat.
Yep.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, you gotta wear the trench. You gotta wear the trenchy.
Well, he was flashing a woman, and he goes Secret Squirrel
style.
Secret Squirrel. Well, he's trying to flash this woman.
Yeah.
He opened the coat. Cop shows up. He decks the cop and tries to make a getaway, but his pants were around his ankles, and he kept tripping, and it was just very easy for the cop.
Oy.
Leave this to the professionals.
What country is this in?
Like a Batman villain. Oh, that was Portland, Oregon.
I don't care where it was. That cop fucked up that guy from decking him.
Oh, definitely.
Beat the shit out of that guy.
Let's do an Asian story, because...
Whoa, time out.
Oh, man. Uh-oh, hang on. Sorry.
No, dead air is great.
No, I had the volume down because I had backed down.
News!
It's coming at you faster than Donnie Yen.
It's actually funny that we have kind of a de facto theme song for it. All right, Beijing. Chinese man was arrested after trying to sneak 94 iPhones into the mainland from Hong Kong by duct taping them to his body. 94 iPhones.
Just why are those illegal?
They made them there.
They're like bootleg. Like, I don't know. It's China. They're fucked up.
It's weird. It's like they were made there. They got sent out. He smuggled them back in.
He's just bringing their shitty stuff back.
We don't want it. Take it back.
But anyway, let's just go off the fact that this is illegal for some reason.
I was hoping that somebody got killed and he was getting revenge.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't avenging his master.
Was his master killed?
Yes. His Sifu was murdered.
Did he practice iPhone 5S style? Like,
right. They call it Siri style.
Yes.
Siri style.
Okay. Anyway, so he tried to pass through the metal detector. Red flag one, his luggage consisted of two plastic shopping bags. Red flag two was he was walking like he looked normal, but as he walked, he looked like he was carrying a lot of extra weight with him.
See, what I don't get is that he could 100% fly. Why not just fly in?
You talk about because he's Asian?
Nimbus.
Yeah.
Like he could just...
I've seen Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Didn't he just like...
He could go Kaioken times 10 and fly across.
Run across the fucking treetops.
Walk on water, bro.
Yes.
Daniel, we do Asian stories quite a bit lately.
Crane style.
And they all seem to just turn into this.
I can imagine.
Well, you're fucking sitting there not saying anything.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
I got nothing to add.
So the cops cornered him. And he threw a Hadouken.
Yes.
And escaped via his flying cloud.
Oh, you can!
Yes.
Oh, you have the audio.
The cop was murdered by that.
And then they tried
to cop blocked it and followed up with a Tatsumakiranku!
They tried to chase him via car, but he beat that shit up.
He hit him with the shark. He hit him with the Shoryuken. He ate it. Yes. Looked back at him with his eye patch. Was like, ho, 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 ho.
Then he burst through a brick wall and flew away.
Tiger up again.
Then some Chinese bitch just kicked him to shit.
Now, in real life, this guy tried to pass through the metal detectors when they found that he had iPhones shrink wrapped and taped around his chest, abdomen, crotch, and thighs.
Like, what do you even do?
This was an amount exceeding 300,000 yuan. UN, I don't know.
Well, it's like nothing. Yeah.
$49,000.
$49,000?
49G.
Jesus.
So, that's it for that guy.
All right, what's next?
Last one. Let's do this. You know, I like these. These are the Facebook idiots. Guy puts on Facebook the following quote. It's only murder if they find the body. Otherwise, it's a missing person. Just a thought. Until they find the body, dummy.
What's the race?
I want to say literally that might that be Norm MacDonald.
Because it didn't sound black. It didn't sound black
he's
to me.
He's definitely like...
a white guy.
Yeah, he's definitely... He's like, I'm going to say he lives south somewhere.
Yes.
You're all going white?
Yeah.
I'm going to say north. That's like a north crime.
No, I'm like going to say south.
No, like I'm going to say like maybe in the tri-state
area. Can I tell you where it takes place? Would that help?
Yeah.
Whittier, California.
He's white.
Nice.
No Cal.
He's a white guy.
He's definitely a white guy. That's not under debate.
Incorrect.
Hispanic?
Hispanic, yeah.
Incorrect.
What? Chinese.
Incorrect.
Yes. Black guy.
Incorrect.
What else is
transparent?
Native American?
Middle Eastern.
Oh.
His name? Faramaz Bakachi.
Whatever.
And where was the body?
That's a bullshit name. Yeah.
The body was contained within an air mattress that was stuffed with garbage. He killed his girlfriend, shoved her in an air mattress, filled it with trash, and moved in with his mom.
Then and continued to use the air mattress?
Of course. No, he left that at the apartment. Then he put up that incriminating status post. Then he got caught because you know what bodies do after a while?
They decompose.
They smell bad. And it's pretty easy to find them.
Man.
Let's see. He has three previous felonies, including a burglary, possession of a controlled substance, and another burglary.
Wait, so where was this guy from exactly?
Nationally?
Music.
Yeah, nationally.
It doesn't say. But it just says his name is Faramarz Bakashi, and he's clearly Middle Eastern descent.
I'm getting it. I got information. I have his name.
This won't be offensive. Come be the first on your block to meet his eye. Make way, here he comes, ring bells, bang the drum. You really have this at the ready?
No.
Fali, fabulous, Ali, Ababwa.
He's a criminal.
Yeah.
That street rat.
Now try your best to stay calm. Brush up your Sunday salon. And come and meet his spectacular quarterie.
Fali, fabulous, Ali, Ababwa.
Murder a bomb right to your chest, then you go boom.
Shove you in an air mattress. Causes him no stress. Yeah. All right.
He's got 75 golden bombs.
Whoa. All
right.
Hey-o.
All right. That's it for stupid people. Fuck. I have a backup. I didn't want to use it. This one's dumb.
What?
Well, now you said it.
Now I got to use it.
Yeah, come on, man.
Shouldn't have called it out. This is... I know. I was looking at it. And I'm like, should I? All right. Stupid lawsuit of the week. You ever see those like commercials? Like, you remember the old Herbal Essences one?
Yeah.
Where a woman would wash her hair.
Yeah.
And then
orgasm. Yeah.
Oh! She just come uncontrollably from it.
Yeah.
I wish I could start Herbal Essences out of bed.
There's a the reason I picked this was it reminded me of Comfy Balls. It's called Cushy Foot. They're socks, tights, and hosiery for women that, according to the commercial is basically a woman walking down the street just orgasming as everyone turns towards her. A woman bought these and is now suing the company because she did not have an orgasm from them.
Really?
Was it labeled that she would?
Well, no, but commercials made her believe. Her name, Meng Wang.
Oh, man.
Whoa, you didn't tell us it was part of this news.
Meng Wang.
Because she's from New York.
Chinese bitch?
Wait.
All it says is New Yorker Meng Wang. All
right, so Chinatown. Let's be specific.
And don't make me come.
I did not have big trouble in little China.
You never could be me, Egg Chen. Yeah.
Anyway, that's the whole story. To her disappointment, she found that the purchased products did not even feel different from her regular socks and tights.
Did she have a five demon belt?
She was drinking 3 penis wine.
Right. Woo. Anyway, you crafty motherfuckers.
That's all there is.
You little fucking ninjas.
Oh,
that's
dude.
Stupid people.
All right, so what we got now?
That's it.
Got our little wrap up then?
We're something. Good.
Yeah, let's wrap
We're
it
done.
Up.
Wrap it up.
So, wrap it up, nigga.
Jesus.
You better wrap that gavel up.
Give, boy. Us, give me the Steve Woodward line.
Some Steve Woodward niggas.
There it is.
I don't know why. This is my new favorite thing.
Oh, we should go out on this 100%.
Yeah, right? Look at the dancing going on right now.
Loki.
What is that move you're doing, Danielle?
That's the white girl.
That
this is the white girl?
That's the white girl.
It's like the funky chicken.
I was stretching and then I just started dancing.
You got these chicken wings going.
All her life, Danielle has been told she's a great dancer. Not so much. She's just a cute white girl. Just, you're fantastic.
I see Elaine Bennis's all over the place. All right.
Thumbs. Well, you... a lot of thumb dancing.
She dances like Mac. A lot of elbows.
A lot of aggressive hand movement. All right, well, you guys know the drill. Did you just Zieg Heil during that dance?
No, I was doing the mat.
You literally just, like, pounded chest, straight arm out.
I was doing the mat. I was doing
subconscious.
Karate. I was karate chopping.
That's how fucked up you are. It's subconscious.
The Legos.
I don't... The thing between my fucked up and your fucked up is that I'll admit that I'm fucked up. You're, like, hidden fucked up.
Yeah.
Says the guy throwing fucking nacho nails.
What the hell is this guy
no,
saying?
No, I said something earlier. No,
he said him. It. It was him.
No, we just brought back 20-piece niggas.
No.
And then I said something.
He just sounded like Jigaboo or something like that.
What? Oh, he said eggplant.
I said eggplant.
Yeah, no, eggplant. It was eggplant.
Yeah, for the person who's afraid of purple. Eggplant. Purple.
That's the first thing that came to
okay,
my mind.
Man.
Dummies.
Yeah. I thought of a black person. I was like, Prince.
Yes.
Purple.
Yeah,
you're like,
I thought.
Eggplant. Eggplants. Jigaboos. Spirit truckers. I was like, whoa, chill out, Pete.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went, right? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what my how my mind works.
All right, Grand Wizard, take us out.
Yeah, whoever's Grand Cyclops.
All right.
You get to wear the red robe, whatever. We get it. You're the most racist. Yeah. All right. Chill out.
I'm gonna try this one more time, but you all know the drill. Follow us on Twitter at TIB Comics and talk to Lou.
Yep.
We're going to try to do a little live thing coming up,
mm-hmm.
but we'll have more information on that when it comes.
Oh, wait. In next month, we're going to have our first roast live.
Oh,
live.
Roasts. Yeah, roasts are coming. Mm-hmm. That's coming up. And if you have any ideas, things that you think would be funny on the show or that think you know you'd like to hear us talk about, just hit us up on the old Facebooks, Paint Black Comics on there, or the Twitters, PIB Comics on there. And, what else we got? Anything else?
Steve Winwood, my man.
Yeah.
Steve
fucking plenty of that nigga.
So for myself and Brian and Lou and Danielle, close the door behind you.